Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The, what do we say, healthy versus non-healthy, and all of the previous topics. Yeah, I love the show. I don't care if you do or not. I love it. That's why we keep doing it. Thank you to our sponsor, 212 Benefits, your friends with benefits. We kind of borrowed that line from somebody else, our friends in Intrepid, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know this. Today's guest, so you're from another state.
Mm-hmm.
What state?
Colorado.
Colorado. Came all the way to Florida. We're going to make you say a couple Florida terms here locally.
Okay.
Mindy Rogers, I have you carrier representative for Legal Shield and ID Shield.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would consider you a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mutual?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
100%. The worst is when you're like, hey, we're buddies, but we're not really sure if we're buddies. Her husband, Mike Rogers, is not here today, but shout out to Mike Rogers already. Mindy Rogers, a strategic partner of a group we talk about all the time called True Network Advisors. My company, 212 Benefits, and Adrian and Joey's company, is amongst many other people. We work in employee benefits. You are a strategic partner that mm-hmm. has a product that I think is pretty cool, right? Which we'll talk about.
Sure.
Dive into that. Do you want to start serious or not serious? First off, welcome Mindy, by
yes.
the way. We're going to clap for that.
Thank you.
Clap for that. I forgot my cowbell.
Let's start off not serious.
Not serious.
Ooh, not serious.
Good
yeah.
call. Good call.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where do you live in Colorado?
Live in a little town called Georgetown. It's up in the mountains. It's about 40 miles west of Denver. We only have about 800 people in our town.
Oh, that's tiny.
Totally
wow.
surrounded by mountains. If you blink, you'll miss it. It's off of I-70, and it's like 2 miles long and like 3/4 mile wide.
That's really small. When mm-hmm. you say 40 miles, is that like an hour drive or like a 3-hour drive?
It's like an hour drive, yeah.
Okay. You already got Colorado questions, I can
well,
see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you live on a bunch of land?
No.
Okay.
Yep. Live in just the town. So, yep. Nice. Have neighbors and everything.
And again, mm-hmm. I can't, it's tough because I've known Mindy. We've got to know each other through these conferences and events and working together.
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband, Mike, work very closely together.
Yes.
With Legal Shield and ID Shield, which mm-hmm. I promise we'll talk about. It's a really unique and cool product that, of course, we want to push. And you guys should buy all this stuff, whoever hears this. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
What'd you do before Legal Shield and ID Shield? I like that story.
Yeah. So I worked for a nonprofit for about 10 years and did a whole bunch of different things with that nonprofit, from living overseas, actually lived in Kenya, lived at a home for street boys in Kenya. My husband worked with me, and so we worked with these street boys, and we were house parents there for 22 boys before we ever had our own children.
Can I add, what is a street boy?
Yeah,
like, lives on
yeah,
the streets?
Yeah. So, you know, kids that lived in the slums, some of them would have a parent, maybe a single parent. Some of them were orphans, but for whatever reason, they ended up out on the streets just because their parents couldn't take care of them. So they were begging on the streets, using drugs, things like that. And so at one time, Kenya decided, because the UN was coming, to clean up all the streets of the street kids. And so they basically put them into camps just while the UN was there.
What age kids?
So where we were at, our youngest was 5 years old, and our oldest was 22 and actually went to the university next to us.
So you and Mike moved to Kenya
mm-hmm.
with a nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
Kenya, right?
Kenya.
You know where Kenya
yeah.
is, right?
Africa. Yeah. East Africa.
Well, I need a map to see that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
kind of where the Horn of Africa is, like Kenya's right there.
You're taking in street kids, I've never heard that term,
mm-hmm.
between 5 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
What was hard about it?
I think the hardest thing about it was the actual, like, what would happen with these kids afterwards, because that was still being kind of determined in the program. And so during the time that we were there, we were like, okay, we're just here to be here with them right now. And, you know, make sure that they have opportunities to go to school, make sure that they, you know, have a semi-normal
food?
Life. Yeah.
Clean
yeah.
water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't even have running water. We actually had like a local well that we had to get water from.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had solar lights, so we at least had some lights at night, but, you know, we were off the grid. So that was the hard part, was just not knowing what was going to happen to those kids. But the amazing thing is, so here we are, it's actually about 20 years later, maybe a little bit longer than that, and I'm in touch with most of these kids still over
that.
Facebook. They call me Mom.
Did you send them a B-reel?
they see all my pictures anyway. But, you know, most of them have families now, are raising their own kids.
Because of you and Mike.
Yeah.
That's well, like
just a, we were a small portion of that, but yes,
well,
yeah,
probably bigger than you realize. Mm-hmm. They're incredible people.
Have any of these kids ever come to the States?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Still, but one awesome. Owns a safari company. So whoa. If anybody ever wants to go on a safari in Kenya.
You got free hands up in the air right here.
What the hell just happened, Kenya?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Kenya,
yep.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Shout out to African Wild Getaway.
African Wild Getaway. Right. Save that. We're gonna do a shout out section. That's the mm-hmm. new segment we want to do. Okay, so what'd you love about it?
I think the biggest thing that I loved was just kind of the impact also. So the youngest kid that we had there, his mom, so he was an orphan. And so his mom had died when he was really, really young, and he never really knew her. And every day after school, he'd come to our house, and he would come lay down on our carpet, draw with crayons, and then fall asleep on our carpet. And I think he just wanted to just kind of have a place that he felt safe and was at home.
I don't want to talk about Legal Shield and ID Shield now. I just want to hear about it. We will.
Yeah.
We will. So, what are you in town for? You're in Florida, mind you. She lives in Colorado.
Yep.
She drove across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something's happening this Friday.
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, yesterday, because the show is live on Saturday.
Oh, there we go.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. So my son, James, he's 21. He's graduating from Full Sail University with a film degree. So I'm in town for his graduation.
Another clap. We're clapping a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
A film degree, and you said he's going to move out to California. We're going to definitely talk a lot of trash about California because here in Florida, we, you know, that's what we do. So fast forward, you did that, which is cool. You did, again, many, many cool things. Mm-hmm. You ended up, what did I say, juvenile detention center in Denver.
Yep.
I want to hear about that.
Okay, so I was a chaplain for a juvenile detention center in the Denver area, and so worked with the kids that were incarcerated. And so some of them, you know, were waiting to go through trial. Some of them had already been through trial and were going to be there for a while. And so I'd coordinate other volunteers that could come in to work with those kids. I would come two nights a week to just sit down and talk with any kids that were requesting just somebody to sit down and listen to them. Somebody that could be, you know, an outside listening ear for them. Somebody that could be there as a support for them. So that's what I did for a couple
of years. Ages 10 to 17, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Serious crimes, not petty, like what kind of kids are we talking about?
I mean, all sorts of crimes. So everything from, you know, stealing CDs from Target, it was CDs at the time,
yeah. What's a CD?
Yeah, exactly, to murder.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah. Yep.
And you just sit down and listen and talk to these kids?
Yeah, absolutely. So they had like a little box that they could request, you know, somebody to talk to them. And so I'd just go in and open up the box and call out names and take them off their pod that they were in. So they actually got out of like being in, you know, with everybody else and got to sit down one-on-one and just spend time with people.
Well, so years ago, I went to Colorado and I forget the city, but we did a restorative justice project.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about how they were dealing with young individuals that maybe had just fallen into a wrong place, wrong time, and how through the process of kind of what you're describing, talking to them and like kind of restoring their whole life, they were able to like get a lot of good results with a lot of the kids through that kind of approach.
Yeah. I think, you know, at that point when a kid is going through something like that, it's either a make or break for them. So it can either be something that changes the rest of their life in a positive way or in a negative way. And so we were trying to be that positive influence of, okay, so you made this choice or this happened in your life, but now what's going to happen from here?
And you've done a lot of good
stuff. I'm saying, you and Mike are saints. Like, I swear we're going to talk about ID Shield and Legal Shield.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to. I just want to talk about this stuff.
Have you and your husband always been kind of philanthropist in a way?
Yeah. And I think that also kind of relates to what we do now is we just want to make an impact.
In a positive way.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to work for a company that has a mission. I want to work for a company that is making a difference. And so was able to do that in nonprofit. But it's also nice to move on from that because nonprofit is
it's a tough world. Not always
profitable, but it pulls at your heartstrings a lot.
Yes,
exactly.
You make a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good to also work for a company that has a huge mission too.
That's actually a really good transition because I wrote down two little one-liners from the website.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we butchered the intro too, which is like my favorite thing to do. ID Shield, the best 24/7 identity theft protection program. That's a good one-liner.
Okay. That's good.
Legal Shield, there is such thing as an affordable lawyer.
There you go.
So you again, you did some incredible stuff, still do incredible things. Mm-hmm. What is Legal Shield? What is ID Shield?
Sure. So Legal Shield is unlimited legal access to attorneys on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency access, but also for the everyday life things that happen during the week. So you're having an issue with your neighbor and you don't know what to do about it. So you're Googling and you're like, how do I handle this? You're having an issue with your landlord. You're having an issue with your
HOA.
Yes, with your HOA.
My wife's the president of it.
With a warranty that's not being honored. Or maybe your kid is in school and they're being bullied, or they're part of a special education program and you don't know what that means. So it's really for those everyday life situations, all the way up to the things that you would usually use an attorney for, like getting a divorce or child custody, getting a speeding ticket.
We'll stick with Legal Shield before ID Shield.
Yeah, you bet.
A couple things, right? Where did I write this? Where is it? This ID Shield. Wills?
Yeah.
Wills are a big deal. Again, I don't, for all you young parents out there, and I'm guilty of it, mm-hmm. you assist with wills.
Oh, yeah.
Which can cost $1,000 per person or $2,000 per couple.
Yep.
This is a product that is offered as a benefit through companies mm-hmm. that gives you basically unlimited access to lawyers.
Yes.
Is that
yep.
a really, really, really dumbed down version?
Yeah.
There's another one. Have you ever, I love these questions. Have you, need a will prepared or updated? Have you ever signed a contract? Good luck finding a human that's never signed a contract.
Yeah.
So you can take a snapshot of a contract, mm-hmm. send it to Legal Shield, this law firm. This mm-hmm. we'll use Florida as an example because that's where we are.
Yeah.
There's a law firm based out of Orlando that answers these questions. Tell mm-hmm. you got a couple really good stories. He's like, yeah. give us some examples.
Okay, so one of my everyday life examples that I like to just tell because everybody can relate to this. Who's had a problem with your cell phone company before? Just about everyone. Yeah. So I live in the mountains of Colorado. We live in a really little town, and periodically our cell phone tower goes down. Once it was down for 3 days in a row. Really inconvenient, especially when you're trying to run a business. So once my cell phone started working again, I called T-Mobile and I said, what are you going to do about this? I would love to be reimbursed just for these 3 days. I can't even, you know, count how many calls I probably missed, how
you
much business I missed, right?
I'm
not trying to quantify this, just, you know, could you reimburse me for these 3 days? And they said, oh, we're really sorry. Let me bump you up to our, you know, supervisor. Supervisor said, we can't reimburse you, but we could sell you a booster for your home so this yeah. doesn't happen again. And I was like, what?
Like, not healthy.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, not healthy. Yeah, yeah. When your stress goes like this, that's also when we say you should contact Legal Shield if your stress is going like that. You haven't gotten the customer service that you need. Where do you turn next? So I called my provider law firm in Colorado. They said we could write a letter to T-Mobile and just see what happens. And I was like, yeah, fantastic. So they wrote a letter to T-Mobile, and then off my next bill, there was a little credit. And it was for the exact amount that I was asking for. And T-Mobile never called me back to say, hey, now we're going to credit you because we heard from your attorney. But really, that's what they were thinking.
So this example, right?
Mm-hmm.
You reach out to Legal Shield, mm-hmm. tell them the situation.
Yep.
They handle it behind it. Like, you're like, let me get
yep.
back to business as normal. You don't have to worry about the stress that comes uh-huh. with it. And you're not getting billed $500 an hour for a lawyer?
Yeah.
Right? This is a monthly subscription thing. Go ahead,
yep.
Trey.
What's a common one you mentioned, like, between neighbors? What would maybe be one that... Maybe somebody like myself or Justin were homeowners, but what would we be calling you guys for?
Okay, so this is more of a Colorado example.
That's fine. Oh, I know. Well, Florida as well.
Yeah, okay. So so we share a wall because mm-hmm. we're in a duplex. And so our neighbors were growing weed.
Oh.
And so it smelled like skunks.
Growing, and, not yes. growing yeah, like thought, weeds, yeah. Like growing weed.
Marijuana.
Got it.
Yes,
okay.
And it's yeah, and you could business. You could really tell, yeah. So there was an issue there, and we had young children at the time. Yeah. People would come over, and they're like, "Do you guys? You have a skunk that lives under the house?" We're like, "No, this
that's some
neighbors.
That's some terrible weed."
And so,
like skunks.
Yeah, and so in Colorado, we're not really sure what the laws are with that. Yeah. Like, is it okay? You know, if you share a wall, do you have to smell it? All of that kind of stuff. And so we just called our law firm and we just basically said, "Walk us through this. Like, what are our rights? What can we do? All of this." And they said, "Okay, so that these are the." these are the things that we can do for you. But why don't you first go over and even just talk to your neighbor? And we're like, oh, I don't know if I want to talk to my neighbor about this. But so my husband, Mike, knocked on the door, went over, talked to the neighbor. Neighbor's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been drying it like next to the wall. And so so he actually relocated where he was drying it. But, you know, we probably like would have, you know, gotten to the point that we called the police because we didn't know that we should even just, you know, resolve it amongst our neighbor. And so, but it was just, it's one of those everyday life situations that you're like, okay, how do I handle this? But then the law firm also said, okay, so if the neighbor, you know, won't talk to you about it, we can write a letter to them next to let them know what your rights are as somebody that, you know, shares an adjoining wall. And so, you know, and it goes along with like noise ordinances and things like that. But, you know, just even what I like about our service is, it's not always about I'm going to sue you.
It's going to cost you $500 an hour.
What can I do?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah. I'm curious if you, I know it's something we have to do here at the radio station, non-competes, and I know the ruling just came down from FCC and stuff. So I wonder, do you think that will be something that you guys get involved in going forward with non-competes and all that?
So here's why they won't. You got to think, this is an employee benefit, right? So let's use Cox Media Group.
Sure, yeah.
The building we're in is Cox Media Group. Cox Media offers Justin benefits. Mm-hmm. By the way, Cox Media Group, if you need a benefit broker, call Tuto Benefits. I'm kidding, but seriously, they offer you benefits.
Sure, yeah.
Legal Shield, ID Shield, this is a voluntary benefit or they can pay for it to offer it to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rules is actually like, so if you're a business owner and you offer this product, an employee cannot litigate against you that is offering this product.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Yeah. They can't even get advice against their employer.
Now,
It's now, just again, shut down
to that
even
point.
If it's like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm looking at this, you can't even ask that question,
yeah.
essentially.
Great. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now again, I'm guessing here.
Mm-hmm.
Justin leaves another studio and comes to Cox Media. Yeah. Cox Media offers Legal Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dealing with this non-compete stuff, which I'm telling you is going to be a big deal soon.
Yeah.
I bet you they can help with that.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Again, I'm so sorry. That's more than I normally talk. You should probably talk
on
this.
No, that's, yep. That's what I would say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you have something else to add on that? Other neighborly stuff? Again, we're in like a full-on battle with my HOA.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
That's a long story. Do you have examples? Like, has anyone told you?
Okay, so I have an HOA story myself.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so
Brian Graves, you're going to want to hear this, dude. That's my neighbor who I love to death.
So our HOA has a pool. And so this is the place that we lived at before. We live in Georgetown because we don't have pools up where we're at. But anyway, our HOA had a pool. And every year they would say, you need to pay $25 to get the pool key. And we're like, wait a minute, like, what about this key that we got last year? And they're like, oh, well, you know, now we're moving to this other system. Now you have to pay $25 again. And so the third time that it happened, I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I contacted the law firm. I said,
Legal Shield.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just contacted them and I said, what do I do about this? And they're like, we'll write a letter to your HOA. And they did, and our HOA said, you don't have to pay ever again because HOA, so the law firm actually asked for the bylaws of the HOA, and they read through all the bylaws, and they said, you should never pay above and beyond anything other than your dues ever. And so that's why we didn't owe the $25 fee. Everyday life situation, you would never call an attorney about a $25 issue.
You know what though? It's the principle.
Yeah.
Man, I can't go down this rabbit hole about my. We're actually going to film an episode in the backyard of our street. Like, I want you guys to come out there with the kids coming on. It'll be a blast. But we're like battling with our HOA right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read this list too. This is the Legal Shield side.
Okay.
Right? Legal Shield, ID Shield, Mindy Rogers. I like fist bumps. Can we get a fist bump? Dedicated law firm, right? Mm-hmm. Based per state.
Mm-hmm.
Advice and consultation, personal letters and phone calls. Letters are a huge deal from law firms.
Yeah.
Sometimes letterhead of a law firm reading through the rules and regulations they send on your behalf.
Yep.
You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Document review, big time. Car story.
Okay.
She has specific examples. I like this story.
Yeah. So I was buying a car at one of the dealerships in Denver. And I'm always telling people, you know, stop before you sign something and have it reviewed. And I'm like, okay, I'm really excited about this car, but I'm going to stop from signing and I'm going to submit it. So there's a Legal Shield app. And so you can actually take pictures of contracts or documents or if you already have it in a PDF form, you can upload it through there. So I uploaded it, and then I called the law firm, and I said, I'm really excited about this car because they have 3 days to review something.
Like, I want the car.
Yeah. They have 3 days to review something. I said, I'm really excited about this car. I don't want to lose this opportunity. Is there any way that you could review this quickly? And they're like, okay, well, we'll see what we can do. They call me back on the same day, and they said, okay, everything looks good in here. Just there's one thing that you might want to see if they can remove. And I was like, okay, what is that? And they said, it's called a dealer prep fee. It's usually pretty standard when you're at a dealership. I don't know if this is true for Florida, but I guess it's probably true for Colorado. And they said basically that's a $800, because it was $800 dealer prep fee, car wash and vacuum. And so they said, why don't you go back to the dealership and just see if they'll remove that line item, because it's a brand new car. They probably just took the wrap off of it. They didn't wash it or vacuum it or have any other prep that they had to do. So I went back in and I just said, my attorney said to take this off right here. They took it out of my car purchase contract.
Again, you talk about return on investment. Mm-hmm. $25 isn't sounding much to me, much, but it is. Like, you submit this and you have this reminder. This is an employee benefit offered to companies that's unique. The more you meet with our groups and talk to them, the more we like it. There's member this all this stuff. How much time we got left to the commercial break? I think we'll stick to Legal Shield. What else? Any more stories? You got a question about a story? I love stories.
Sure. So someone that you know who works with another agency that we work with, her name's Bree. She was flying back from Japan on United Airlines, and she paid extra for extra legroom because she's like, okay, long flight, 13-hour flight. I just want the extra legroom. As soon as she sat down, she realized that her television was broken. And so, but they said, okay, you know, we can't reseat you. And so she ended up this 13-hour flight with a broken television. And so
first world problems.
Exactly. But, you know, we all, you know, some things that, you get really frustrated about.
That's a long flight.
Yeah. So she went to the United counter afterwards and said, I paid extra for this ticket. My television was broken. It was a miserable flight because of it, because I wasn't planning on any other entertainment. Can you at least reimburse me for the extra that I paid for the extra legroom? And they said no. And so she contacted at the law firm in Colorado. They wrote a letter to United Airlines, and she got that reimbursed back to her.
Letters, man. That's where it's at.
Yep.
There's a lot of other Legal Shield stuff we can hit. Let's see here.
Should we talk about speeding tickets?
Speeding tickets, yes. Before that, I've got a new rule for visitors.
Oh, cool.
Do you know anything about Jacksonville?
Not much.
Do you know what football team is here?
Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you know what everyone yells in the stands? They yell Duval. So you got to say Duval.
Okay. Duval.
Right.
Okay,
that'll work.
Do I have to try again?
That was good.
Duval.
That's good enough. And say Swoop. That's a local college.
Swoop.
Yep.
Killed it.
Swoop. Okay.
Okay, we got less than 2 minutes. Traffic tickets. Use your son's example.
Okay. So I have a few of them, actually. So my son Jordan got a speeding ticket. He was going 15 over in a 35. Yeah. And it was a 3-point ticket. The law firm went on his behalf to traffic court. He didn't even have to take the day off of school. They got it down to 0 points as long as he went to a defensive driving class.
By submitting the information, the ticket, all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's included. Like, they'll represent you for traffic tickets, which is awesome as a parent of a teenage boy, because insurance is so expensive. You're about to find that out.
Well, I made some terrible mistakes when I was a teenager.
Yeah, so if he had any points on his license at all... I don't know if I'd be able to afford his insurance.
Yeah, my kids are riding bikes everywhere. I'm going to buy a horse or something. They're not driving.
Horse and buggy. That sounds good. That sounds efficient.
Mike once got 2 speeding tickets in one day.
Mike, what? Your husband, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well done, Mike.
Yeah.
Can you write that off as a business expense?
Yeah. Yep. The law firm representative for both, and he didn't have any points against his license. He had to pay the fines for both of them, but no points.
Mindy Rogers, Legal Shield, ID Shield, friend of mine, part of the True Network Advisors. Woo-hoo. First half, how we do? We do
good.
Okay?
Awesome.
That's what the health just happened. Yeah, but it's still, no, I'm not. I'm just going to start.
New studio.
You can just hold your fingers up for me. Welcome back. This is part of the second half. Don't edit this out. Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you missed the first half, I got Mindy Rogers here from Legal Shield, ID Shield. We talked about the Legal Shield side. We had a little bit of fun in there. But guess what? You can catch the first half on your favorite podcast platform under What the Health Just Happened. Mindy, are you ready for the second half?
Yes.
Okay. We'll hit ID Shield. We hit a lot of the Legal Shield the first half, told some specific stories. examples, great benefit for all you business owners. If you work for a company and you hear about this, you're like, that sounds awesome, then go talk to your business. I'd recommend calling 212 too and maybe using them.
Oh, yeah.
I never do free plugs for 212, but I'm hammering those in today, Trey. Look at him laughing. Healthy or not healthy?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
You good? Almost. Healthy or not healthy, identity theft?
Definitely not healthy. Like, it can go on for years and years. And so it's not just about having your money taken. You can get arrested because somebody has been using your ID. So for something just as little as somebody got a speeding ticket, they used your ID. You get pulled over later and then find out that there's a bench warrant. So
healthy or
very
not healthy?
Unhealthy.
ID shield.
Very healthy.
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 We're
very helpful.
That the second
less
half.
Stress.
Healthy or not healthy homeowners associations?
The bane of everybody's existence, right? Not healthy.
Not healthy. Healthy or not healthy bobbleheads?
Very healthy. Very fun.
We're going to hit that in a second. I love the bobblehead. Healthy or not healthy hanging out with me at True Network Advisor conferences?
It depends on what time it is. So before 5 p.m., healthy. After 5 p.m., a little less healthy. By the time of like 2 a.m., maybe
2 a.m.
not
I've never
very
out 2 a.m.
healthy. So, but lots of fun.
I wasn't going to say we stayed out till 2 a.m. We did. Everybody does stay out pretty late.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy, prices in California.
Whew, awful. Not healthy. Not healthy. Not healthy for anyone.
Healthy or not healthy, giving blood.
Oh, that would be very healthy, but I've never done it.
Well, there's a blood bank out front.
I know. Oh, dear. I shouldn't have said that.
Healthy or not healthy, cold weather.
Cold weather, yes, it's actually healthy. So, like, yeah, if you ever have a kid that has croup, if you bring them outside in the cold air, it's good for them.
That's good to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got any healthy or not healthy you want to throw out?
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, being part of True Network.
Oh, my gosh. I love True Network. Look, they get the more shout-outs than anybody. True Network Advisors, like, ride or die, the healthiest.
Yeah. I've been having more fun with them.
True Network Advisors, we always say, Joey, myself, and Adrian always say, it's the best business decision we ever made in our life was joining True Network Advisors.
Is that the group that made your 30 for 30?
That is the race.
Okay.
That is the race
yes.
video.
Yes.
That
video?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Healthy or not healthy, having three kids.
Oh, boy.
Totally.
I'm going to say healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I love, it's incredible. But there are a lot of days it's not healthy. I got gray hairs. It's thinning. Like, I'm definitely not as good a shape as I was. Because I eat all those chicken tenders that are on that plate that they don't finish. The French fries, I'm eating those. Agreed? Disagreed?
Oh, healthy? I've got three kids as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of with Eric. Like, it's totally healthy, and I never change the situation, but good grief, some days it's not healthy.
For the blood pressure.
Yes.
Yeah,
spot on. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to talk about this bobblehead. Grab it.
Yes.
Hold it up. Let's see it. That is Mindy Rogers. We talk about True Network Advisors all the time.
Hey!
So I'm going to give a backstory. True Network Advisors, right? We have agencies like 212. We're part of this network. Mm-hmm. We collaborate, work together to just grow and best ideas, best practices. The other side is strategic partners, which is a term for vendors. But they are partners, right?
Uh-huh. Like this sponsors.
This is a friendship, a relationship. How'd you get that bobblehead?
So
look at it.
It's pretty spot on.
So I guess True Network does a strategic partner of the year every year, and mine was the first year that instead of a trophy, they gave a bobblehead, and so I was named strategic partner of the year for 2022. So I would much rather this than a
trophy.
Yeah, because it travels with me everywhere. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll see where Mini Min has been.
By the way, you were in our office earlier, and you tagged everyone in that picture except for me. Yeah, you didn't tag me on LinkedIn. My heart
is shoot. Okay.
Not healthy. I'm kidding. Stop.
I did two posts, and so I was going back, and copied it again. So I'm gonna go back and tag you. I'm so sorry, Eric.
So I brought... This is what's my nickname in True Network in most places?
Hot Sauce Ross.
Hot Sauce Ross is my nickname. So I brought my Hot Sauce Ross hat to sit next to your bobblehead. ID shield or more fun stuff?
More fun stuff first.
Okay. Shout outs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Who you want to shout out? I'm shouting out to Mike Rogers.
Okay.
Your husband.
Oh, yeah.
I love that dude.
Let's
go, I wish
Mike.
He was here.
Yep. My partner in crime, my partner in business, my partner in life. So,
PIC.
Yeah, absolutely.
PIC.
Shout out to Full Sail University for all the grads that are graduating this Friday.
What's your son's name?
James Rogers.
James Rogers. Congratulations on graduating.
Woo-hoo!
Camera stuff.
Yeah.
We gave a shout out to True Network Advisors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Legal Shield, ID Shield.
Yep, absolutely.
I like to give gifts.
Okay.
But I don't have, we're making hats.
Okay.
But this is the last What the Health Just Happened shirt that I have. That's
oh.
for Mike. It's an extra large.
That's oh,
why I
said that's
shirt.
Awesome.
That's a classic.
Oh, he'll love that.
Movie. So that's
Thank
for
you.
Him.
Thank you.
And then we'll
cool.
save this one till the end.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Legal Shield we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Legal Stuff. That's mm-hmm. a really dumbed down way to say it. ID Shield. Why mm-hmm. is that so important? What is that product? What do you do?
Well, I think every single American adult has had their identity stolen. You know, the biggest breach that happened was the Equifax breach, which had your full name, your date of birth, your social security number, some driver's license information, some credit card information. And so that's enough for somebody all over the world to take that information and basically make a new you several times over. So somebody can apply for a job with your social security number, they can file taxes before you do. There's so many things that they can do with that information that is just so hard for us to therefore figure out how do you unravel it after that. So what do you do when a Nigerian college student is using your social security number during COVID to file unemployment benefits?
What if
that
it's a Nigerian
a
prince that if you send them to your checking account, they'll forward you $25,000?
Oh, I did that once.
Oh, you did? Oh, and did it work out
I'm
for
kidding.
You, Trey?
No.
Oh,
gosh, no.
Yeah.
So, again, so
yeah.
great example. Keep
mm-hmm.
going.
Yep. So that's why it's so important, because our information is out there. It's out of our control anymore. So it's really important that you have some kind of monitoring that's going to alert you if somebody's buying, using, or selling it, especially on the dark web. But it's even more important that you have somebody that can restore it when it happens, because it's such a mess. You know, how do you file all the police reports in every state that this has happened to you? And how do you, you know, figure out how to raise your credit score after somebody else has trashed your credit? And so what we do is we actually work with licensed private investigators. They actually exclusively work for ID Shield. We keep them in-house. They actually work out of Ada, Oklahoma. And they do the restoration for you when you have identity theft. You sign a limited power of attorney to them, which means they're able to act as if they are you, Eric Ross, for that restoration. And they'll do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to restore you back to that pre-theft status.
I'm going to use an example. So
yeah.
Justin, who's
mm-hmm.
not on camera,
yeah.
told a story. This company got hacked, right? Because somebody mm-hmm. clicked on an email and everyone's information's out
yep.
there. The term restoration is important to understand. It's up mm-hmm. to what, $3 million?
Yeah, so that's the insurance that'll reimburse you. But the restoration, like they'll
make
do it for
whole.
Years and
make
years and
whole.
Years if they have to. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, and so from that, because like I know when that happened to us,
mm-hmm.
we were getting, again, probably bad on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting emails saying like, here's all the times maybe your credit or something had happened and I saw zero and I was like, oh, okay, we're good. You know, just kind of moved on. We're good.
Oh, geez.
But like I've stopped getting those emails. So I assume I'm no longer
mm-hmm.
getting whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know what they say about assuming?
Yes.
Yeah.
It makes an ass of you and me.
Are yeah. you allowed to say that?
I don't know. He'll bleep it.
Okay.
If not, we'll
bleep
it. Yeah.
But so to that is it could still be out there and you should
yeah.
be monitoring it. And yeah, I honestly, if I, you know, got pulled over and then arrested for whatever, I would literally have zero idea what to do.
Yeah.
I would not have
any. Yeah. And, you know, every criminal's defense is, it wasn't me. Well, if it really wasn't you, right?
I get some street cred, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
They're definitely stealing your shoes
but
and toothbrush, by the way, buddy.
The problem is, you know, some of these breaches usually do have like some kind of identity theft that they offer you for free out of that. But usually that's exclusive to that breach.
Sure.
And you absolutely have to prove that it was associated with that breach for them to even do anything about it, for it to fully kick in. And so it's best to have something that's independent because we've all been breached.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
United just had a massive one. That's going to mm-hmm. be interesting too, what comes out of that. But to me, the private investigators that deal with this stuff on your behalf,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're not losing time and effort. If you, like Trey, you're going to the Indy 500 in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So he's working. He's going to going to drive a car or what?
No, we're just doing interviews in the pit, though. Let's go.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I want to get your boy, man.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
he just big time me. You're in the Indy 500, and your identity gets stolen, and you can't work and do what you're there to do because you have to worry about this identity theft. The private investigators that you're signing the POA for that deal mm-hmm. with it,
yep.
and you rest assured, yep. right? And then the restoration things, if you lose money from that, the insurance policy will
reimburse
that money.
What's the most common thing you see people like, do they come in all at once or is it kind of a little bitty, kind of like, oh, hey, Trey hasn't noticed this $50, okay. Or is it usually when these people attack someone, they're just going for everything?
I'm not really sure just because I don't deal with that side of things.
Okay.
It's a good question, though.
That is a good question, mm-hmm. actually.
Do
it's
you
like
have
death
any,
by
like,
paper cuts, or are they just like chopping off a limb and taking everything?
Because I always wonder when I get random Amazon charges, I'm like, oh, is that us? No, I don't think so.
You're like, I want to use my ID Shield for that.
There we go.
Reimburse me for that Amazon charge.
So let's go back to, again, I have to just reiterate, this is an employee benefit. Mm-hmm. Can you sell it to individuals?
Yes, you can.
So like my neighbor, mm-hmm. Brian Gray is going to love this. So I'm giving him shout outs. We are battling with the HOA. I'm going to say, look, you need to look into this. Because he's asked about hiring a law firm. I'm like, man, that's a lot of money to go through all this process. But you can do it with individuals.
Yes.
But this is a great employee benefit.
Yeah. So it's better when it's offered through your employer. One, you get a discount. Two, on the ID Shield, if you have pre-existing identity theft, we cover it. If you get it outside of your employer, you have to pay for that restoration if it's pre-existing.
Let's talk about discounts, too. Mm-hmm. So part of this, right, Legal Shield, ID Shield, it's not just those products, which are, again, I'm telling you, the more you present to groups that we have, mm-hmm. the more I'm like, man, this actually, a lot of people use this. It's really beneficial. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably signing up for it tomorrow because I'm guilty. I don't have it. Uh-huh. The discount program.
Yeah. So we use a Perk Spot, which is member perks. And so if you enroll in Legal Shield or ID Shield, you have member perks. It's an employee discount buying program. There's about 4,000 retailers in there that give you a discount just for having one of our services. So there's discounts off of a Sam's Club or a Costco membership, or if you're going to go to the movies, then you
AMC.
Get a discount. Yeah, AMC, Cinemark. I don't know all the movies here in this area. I use the Dell discount for an Alienware laptop for my son for Christmas and saved $700. It wasn't available anywhere else. There's discounts off of some even universities. My son goes to Full Sail University. Now they took down this discount right after we used it. But there was a 10% off of tuition. We saved $9,000 on his education.
No one's ever used this before.
I know, exactly. Pull it. We're pulling it. So there's some great ones in there. There's discounts off of things like Ray-Ban, like just stuff that you would want to buy. And so I'm always going in there and searching. A lot of people love
terrible at that.
The pet insurance in there.
Insurance.
Yep.
I'm kidding. I love Joey Jansen hates talking about pet insurance, but it's important to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have pets?
Yeah, but I'm never going to
look at this guy. Sometimes
please.
I wish we had a camera on his face.
Yeah.
Do you have pets?
Yep. We have a dog. Yep.
What kind of dog?
She's a hound terrier mix. She's a 12-year-old old lady now. Her name is Maui.
Maui?
That's
a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what? I thought of a random question that is completely irrelevant to anything we've talked about. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you like music?
Oh, yeah.
What is a song when you put on, it just hypes you up? You're like, I will kick this wall down. I love this song.
Okay. So one of my songs like before meetings or that kind of thing would be Happy by Pharrell.
Okay.
Just because, you know, it just kind of makes you, it lifts your spirits, right? Even if you're having
that's
a day.
Good.
Yeah. And so it just gets you ready, right? I've always loved Eye of the Tiger. So that's a good, like, you know, got to keep going.
You got a hype song?
Whatever will get me hyped up. I was actually going to ask you, did you like music when you were over in Kenya?
Mm-hmm.
Was that pretty cool? I mean, for the most part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, music is a huge, huge part of their culture. And so everybody will bang on anything like a drum. Like they make music out of anything that they can. And so even the kids that we lived with, like, they had trash cans and we would sing at night and they would bang on those. Like, you know, they had rhythm.
That's cool.
I do not.
I was even out there dancing.
That's okay, though.
So, I don't think I told you this. I did a mission trip in Namibia, Africa.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
which is not far from there. But yeah. Again, you talk
have
about
a friend
music
from
there.
Namibia.
Uh-huh. The music, like, it's just music everywhere. Mm-hmm. I have rhythm, and I'm kidding.
Yes.
What do we miss on ID Shield or Legal Shield? I'm sure a lot. I mean, again, this is a lot more than a 48 minute conversation, 12 of which is about that Legal Shield and ID Shield. But
yeah,
what are big things like? Man, I really want to address this.
I mean, you were hitting getting the will done, and I think that that's just something that's so important. Like, every single one of us needs it. Even if you don't have assets, even if you don't have children, you need a living will. And so living will tells the doctors what you do and don't want happen if you can't say yourself. You know, do you want to stay in a coma? You know, do you want to have nutrition fed to you? You want a healthcare power of attorney. You need to name somebody that can make those decisions if you can't make those yourself. And so even if you don't have a house and a car and children, you at least need those things in place.
So if you didn't have a will in place, what are the causes that end up kind of, what are the dominoes that fall if you didn't have the will in place?
So it's different.
Does the government make the decisions?
It's different for every state. So I know for Colorado that they basically in probate court have to meet and say, okay, now who handles your car and your house and all of that kind of stuff? And so usually they're looking for a family member that they can give those things to. But it may not be what you would want to happen.
Sure.
Now, with children, it gets even more complicated because if you don't have a will in place, they're going to go into foster care first until they find a family member that's going to take your children. And so that's going to be their first experience is foster care.
That's heavy. Why don't people fill out wills?
It's expensive.
Okay.
One. So, you know, $1,000 to get a legal document. That's ridiculous.
Not
right?
With Legal Shield.
Yep,
it's not.
Free. Yep.
Free plug.
Yep. And, you know, people just don't like making those decisions because
tough.
It feels like, okay, one, like if I make a decision of where my kids are going to go, like what does that mean for them? It also is kind of facing your mortality. Like, okay, I have to think about these things. You know, some people kind of feel like, you know, like knock on wood, like if I'm doing this, this means that something's going to happen to me, which is kind of silly because it
it's
would be better to just have it done.
That's the biggest one I'd say, especially our age, kids, where we're at in life.
Yep. My mother-in-law is in the hospital right now, and we didn't have the financial power of attorney for her. We had her medical power of attorney, but we had to get her financial power of attorney signed by her just the other day. And we're like, okay, it's the day before surgery. She's going to have brain surgery. We need to get this signed. And we had to make sure that she was of sound mind enough to sign that and get it notarized. So don't wait until you're in the hospital. It's harder there.
You guys have wills? Like, I love this every time I ask them. Do you do this? Or be like, no, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So wills, that's a big, what else? Big nuggets. There's a lot of big nuggets.
Yeah. I don't know. For Legal Shield, I think one of the things that I just love is it's really for that everyday life stuff. And so there's no other service out there that is just for that everyday life stuff. Because you're never going to hire an attorney for a $25 issue of a pool key with your HOA, right? You're never going to hire an attorney when you're battling with your kid's school about something for special education for them. And that's the first time that I ever used a service was when my son Jordan was 5. And so there's just so many things that we just kind of go through on our own and we try to feel really smart about, or we Google, or we just get frustrated and we give up. And so that's one of the reasons that I just love our services. It just gives you an avenue for some of those things that are so frustrating and intense. And
access to an expert too. Like, you can Google stuff, you can look it up, and then you get distracted, but like, hey, here's the information, here's the documents, and they do it.
Yeah.
So let's say you're just a total bozo like myself. Are you allowed to talk to these people?
Okay. Yep,
so
you can call them on an unlimited basis. Yep.
Gotcha.
And they'll have the right type of attorney call you back. So if you want to get your will done, you're going to have an estate planning attorney that's talking to you about that.
Gotcha.
You know, if you have a warranty that's not being honored, then it's going to be a consumer protection attorney that's talking to you about that.
I like
makes
the warranty
sense.
One, especially with cars. Jeez.
There's a bunch.
Yeah.
Think about it. Just click that, the images, submit it. You said it could take up to 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's
for
really
a review.
That's
very reasonable.
Like you said, so for the everyday life, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When do you go back to Colorado?
I go back on Tuesday.
after graduation?
Yeah.
Any big plans? You go to Disneyland?
We're
Disney
not
World? Which one's
Disney World. It's World yeah, here. World, yeah. No, but we're gonna go down to Cocoa Beach. Oh, we're gonna go to the AJR concert on Friday night.
Oh, I love AJR.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what James wanted to do.
AJR, you guys can come on the show anytime you want.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. When's Mike coming down?
He's coming into town tomorrow night.
Which is Sunday.
Yes, exactly.
The show airs. I love saying that. That's ridiculous.
Now, will you guys do a graduation dinner?
We'll probably do something fun.
Nice.
We'll probably take him down to Disney Springs and just spoil him down there. And we're going to go down to Cocoa Beach, too.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you're not slanging ID Shield, Legal Shield, what do you do for fun?
I like to ski a lot. I didn't ski as much as I would like to this last year because the snow wasn't very good at the beginning of the year, and then I got too busy. But I like to ski, like to hike a lot. So we have a dog. We take her out just about every day. And so all of the snow is melting off the trails now so we can get back on the trails rather than just walking on the streets. But we're in a beautiful area.
Snow, and I'm like walking around like basically no clothes on trying to get in the pool.
I have long pants and I'm like hot right now.
I-70 was closed right at our town yesterday because of the snowstorm. And so they usually close it before you're going further up into the mountains because all of the cars get stuck and everything. So
we had our minds. We went out to Colorado a few years back for a concert at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
We didn't get to do it because it snowed.
Oh.
It was the middle of May. We're like, there's no way it snows there. And
yes, it does.
They couldn't get over the mountain. They were in Utah before, so they couldn't get the equipment over.
We saw Sting in Red Rocks in September, and it was awesome.
So we went to Red Rocks to see Revolution.
Oh.
For the fantasy. Dude, I'm telling you, it was incredible. Amongst many other sweet bands. All right, 2 minutes left here. Anything else? We got a Legal Shield, ID Shield. I was skeptical, I'll be honest.
Uh-huh.
It's all these strategic partners, like what's good, what's not. Enjoyed hanging out with you and Mike. And then the more we learn and the more that you talk to groups that we work with, it's like, whoa, this is legit.
Yeah.
So just, I got to say that. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I would just say any employers that are wanting to offer this, reach out to 212 Benefits.
That's what I'm talking about.
Our friends with benefits. Oh, yeah.
That's not our line. Yep. We say health insurance sucks. We try to make it suck less. That's one of our lines. Well, Mindy Rogers with Legal Shield and ID Shield. My buddy. I can say my buddy, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We missed Mike. Love you, Mike. We'll see you soon. That was fun. Do you have fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I told you that'd fly by, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst part. It goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add, Trey?
No, but I'm excited that you brought the bobblehead.
I know.
That was a first.
I didn't think of a nickname for Mindy yet either.
It's so much more fun than
Mini Mindy, right?
Mini Min.
Mm-hmm. Mindy Rogers, Legal Shield, ID Shield. Thank you for joining us. I had fun. That's what the hell just happened.